games yesterday, they did. They talk about that you can't build your way out of congestion, and yet 2 pages on, you look at their report, and it says that they want to increase capacity on Christmas roads. We're not prepared to let that happen. So we came here today to give them a reminder of the hassle that they received back in the 1990s, where every step of the way, roads had to be built under siege, and we're letting them know if they plan these roads, they're going to have to plan them under siege. We'll be harassing them every step of the way. People are not going to let those gains that we got in the 1990s be sacrificed. No way. So we arrived with a delegate from a representative from each of the major campaigns of the 1990s. We had representatives from Twyford, from Newbury, from the M65, from Salisbury Hill, M11, everyone. So we had a representative from each campaign, and we delivered a very firm message to the government. We presented them with a DLOG to remind them of the hassle that they had to go through to build these roads. And we delivered a letter to them, which said, "Dear Mr. Darling, we're here today to express our disappointment that new road building was not ruled out in your 10-year transport plan, and to demand that you scrap the road building plan. You've already announced or approved, including the M6 toll road, all motorway widening, the A303 Blackdown Hills Road, and the A354 Weymouth Road. These roads are a U-turn on Labour's unequivocal promises whilst in opposition. When you accepted the logic that new roads meant more traffic, your current plans will simply increase traffic and are in direct conflict with all of Labour's commitments to reduce carbon emissions and combat climate change. During the 1990s, large-scale protests laid siege to road development, leading to a major shift in transport policy. We are not prepared to let these gains be sacrificed. If you plan new road building, you should expect protests at the same commitment. The difference is that these protests will occur throughout the entire planning process. We will not wait for the bulldozers to arrive this time. Protests will follow these roads every step of the way. Accompanying this letter is a bicycle DLOG. This is a reminder of the roads protests of the 1990s, when we used such logs to disrupt road building by attaching ourselves to the bulldozers. This letter is delivered by a representative from each of the following road protests and campaign groups: Twyford Down, M3 Hampshire; Oxleyswood, London; M11, London; Newbury Bypass, A34; Fairmile, A30 Devon; Birmingham Northern Relief Road, Birmingham; Stanworth Valley, M65 Lancashire; Salisbury Hill, A46 Bath; Wyndham, A11 Norfolk; Salisbury, A36 Wiltshire; Blackwood, South Wales; Reclaimer Streets, Rhodesler, and Rising Tide.